In the beginning, when it was very dark, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In the beginning, when it was very quiet, the Word was with God, and what God was, the Word was. When the time was right, God sent the Son. He came among us. He was one of us. This is the time when light fades and shadows lengthen and sounds are subdued, all as God intended. Amen. This is the time when bodies relax, minds unwind, and tiredness comes, all as God intended. Amen. This is the time when others greet the morning while we meet the night, and the world continues to sing in all the accents of creation a love song to its maker. Blessed be God's name. Come, Brother Jesus, be our guest. Stay with us, for the day is ending. Bring to this place your poverty, for then we shall be rich. Bring to this place your pain, that in sharing it we may also share your joy. Bring to this place your understanding of us, that we may be freed to learn more of you. Bring to this place your Holy Spirit, that we and all things might be made new. With friend, with stranger, with the unknown and well-known ones, be among us tonight. For the doors of this house are open, and the doors of our hearts we leave ajar. In the world, many things happen at night. People travel, people meet, people have secret conversations, people lie awake, restless. People sleep through exhaustion, people lie awake in despair. And this has always been so. Our holy books bear witness to it. Let us hear a reading from the Bible.
A reading from Psalm 33, verses 13 to 22. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all humankind. From where he sits enthroned, he watches all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it cannot save. Truly the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you.
What if the darkness covers us and the day around us turns to night? Darkness is not too dark for God, to whom light and dark are one. Let us pray. You never sleep, God. You are always awake, always watching, always willing the world and its people to turn in the right direction. So tonight, will you comfort those who cannot sleep because of illness, or worry, or fear, or for reasons they cannot understand? God, be near them. God, be near them. And tonight, will you be close to those who wait patiently or impatiently for a birth or a death, for a visit, or for the pieces of their life's jigsaw to fit together? God, be near them. God, be near them. And tonight, will you be close to those who wonder, who look for inspiration, who long to be with the one or the ones they love, who hope to recognize the right time when they can say, "I'm sorry," or "I love you," or even "Enough is enough." God, be near them. God, be near them. And God, listen to us as we share with you whatever joys or sorrows, discoveries or questions we will take with us into this night. God, be near us. God, be near us. Into your hands we commit ourselves, our souls, our bodies, our minds, our futures. For all things come from you and are best kept in your care. Amen. our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. For the day now done, thanks be to God. For the rest before us, thanks be to God. Because God never sleeps, so that we can. Thanks be to God. But before the day is done, let God's holy name be praised, and let God's people say, Amen. Amen.